Welcome to the NewsRamp Technology Podcast for Monday evening, August 17th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices, full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
TradeGate AG publishes its half-year report. TradeGate AG has reported a strong first half of 2026 with a 15% increase in revenue to around 281 billion euros. The number of individual transactions rose by 31.7% to 47,497,913 trades. Profit from ordinary activities increased by 63.7% to €66.11 million. Net profit after tax rose by 64.2% to €46.087 million. The half-yearly report is available on the company's website.
CBFAG strengthens the growth segment of sensor technology and electromechanics. With two product innovations, SBFAG strengthens its growth segment of sensor technology and electromechanics with two new product innovations, the Automatic Label Feeder, ALF, and the Automatic Optical Inspection System, INSCCT. These field-tested solutions address the trends of automation and digitalization, offering high customer value and efficiency potential. ALF now allows for automated labeling of glass vials, expanding its reach to industries like pharmaceuticals and laboratory diagnostics. Inspect automates quality inspection in electronics manufacturing, enhancing process control with its high-resolution camera and software capabilities. CBF's innovative approach combines technological expertise with customer benefits, positioning the company for future growth.
BTS Group co-founder and CEO Rafael Olicky to receive the International Business Expansion Award. BTS Group co-founder and CEO Rafael Olicky is set to receive the prestigious International Business Expansion Award at the upcoming Top Entrepreneur of USA Awards. The event, hosted by Negocios Magazine, will honor Olicky's leadership and vision in driving BTS Group's international growth within the telecommunications and technology industry. The ceremony will take place on October 8th at the EB Hotel Miami.
Wrap Technologies WRAP selected to support Florida Teacher Safety Training Program. Wrap Technologies has been selected by WOFT Charities to support the Florida Teacher Safety Training Program with a $475,000 appropriation. The training will focus on situational awareness, threat recognition, and de-escalation techniques for teachers and school personnel. This collaboration aims to provide practical safety training and could potentially expand to other professional safety environments and private citizens in the future.
Beeline Holdings, BLNE, reports 57% revenue growth, improved margins in Q2 2026. The company's net loss narrowed to $4 million. An adjusted EBITDA loss improved $2.60 million. Operating margins increased by 9.4% from the previous quarter, with no corporate debt and $50.50 million in shareholders' equity. Beeline expects July revenue and operating margin to be the highest this year. CEO Nick Lusa also invested $500,000 in Beeline through a convertible note.
Mission IR News Breaks. Dyadic International Inc. entered agreements for $2.90 million registered direct offering and private placement. Dyadic International has finalized agreements for a $2.90 million registered direct offering and private placement. The company will offer 3,625,000 common shares at $0.795 each, along with warrants at $0.05 each. The transactions are expected to close on or about August 14, 2026, with the proceeds to be used for working capital and general corporate purposes. Aegis Capital Corp. is the exclusive placement agent for the offerings.
Rockbreaks USA Rare Earth Inc. reported Q2026 results. Advanced Integrated Rare Earth Supply Chain, USA Rare Earth reported Q2026 revenue of $5.80 million and $1.53 billion in cash. The company secured funding, acquired Serra Verde Group, and selected Blacksburg SC for a new manufacturing operation. CEO Barbara Humpton will retire on October 1st with Thras Mariatis as her successor. USA Rare Earth is on track to complete the Round Top definitive feasibility study and reach 600 metric tons per year magnet manufacturing capacity at its Stillwater facility in 2026.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Alpha Cognition Inc. 2Q26, reporting a 71% quarter-quarter increase in net product revenue to $6 million, driven by strong demand for Zunvel. Despite slower payer implementation, June saw the highest demand since launch, with broadening adoption and deepening utilization. The company aims for operating profitability in 2027, balancing commercial investment with R&D efforts. NVIDIA partners with major banks to secure funding for AI projects. Unfortunately, NVIDIA has partnered with major banks and investment companies to secure up to $500 billion for AI projects. This collaboration underscores the increasing investment in AI technology as companies strive to enhance computing capabilities. For tech firms like D-Wave Quantum Inc., not focused on AI, NVIDIA's funding model presents a significant opportunity for growth.
Why gold rallied to nearly $4,400 after NFP data was released. Gold rallied to nearly $4,400 after U.S. South non-farm payrolls data showed a job loss of 23,000, surprising analysts. The news sparked a surge in precious metal prices. Central banks continued to buy bullion, while global de-dollarization and inflation fears persist. Stay tuned for updates on market sentiment and price shifts. Watch closely for developments impacting entities like New Pacific Metals Corp.
Industrial robot installations hit record highs amid labor shortage crisis. Industrial robot installations have reached a record high amidst a labor shortage crisis. Global installations hit 542,000 units in 2024, doubling from a decade ago, with a market value of $16.70 billion. Knight Food Holdings Inc., operating as TechForce Robotics, signed an LOI with NBR Intelligence PT, limited for a factory automation program targeting up to 5,000 robotic systems, starting with 5 pilot units within 120 days.
Investor News Breaks, Finger Motion Inc., completes 9.9% investment in Lichen.ai, enters enterprise compute market. FingerMotion Inc. has completed a 9.9% investment in Lichen.ai, marking its entry into the enterprise compute market. The acquisition includes 99,000 Lichen common shares in exchange for 1,674,480 restricted FingerMotion common shares, with no cash consideration. FingerMotion plans to pursue enterprise compute as a distinct business line and potentially increase its participation in Lichen, subject to performance and regulatory requirements.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.